Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Throughout history, if you study the psychology, the criminology of elites, 9 times out of 10, that's a conservative estimate, it's really about 99% of the time, elites, imperiums go insane. They start marrying their horses, slaughtering people, crucifying 10,000 people on one day, running around dressed up like women, drinking blood. I mean, this is what elites do. Just no one can say no to them. They go crazy. Whereas we had evil globalists before who had a cool hand and were, you know, wanted it slower, you've now got people who have minions like Karl Rove, who says, we control reality, we control destiny. Most of these elitists are into Kabbalah and black magic. I don't believe in that. These, you know, atheists send me emails going, why are you talking about all this crazy stuff? Excuse me, I don't believe that. They believe it. They're nuts. Astrology, all of it. It's a fact. And in the last 4 minutes, we've got Professor Chasadasi of globalresearch.ca. Can you just speak to, because you've been studying this for a long time as well, I mean, these are very bold people, too. I mean, 9/11 was a very bold stroke, very theatrical, and that showed to me a recklessness that shows me that they do have megalomania.
Well, it's difficult to describe because it's a constellation of both individuals who are potentially, bordering on lunacy, and very powerful corporations, the oil companies, the military contractors, the financial institutions. And they're pushing in both the same and in opposite directions. It's a very contradictory process that we're living in, and I think the only hope we have is that there's some common sense which prevails among people like Admiral Mullen, for instance. Even though I'm not an admirer of any of these people, because ultimately they're still the architects of war. But you were mentioning before the break the resistance within the armed forces to the Cheney, essentially to Vice President Dick Cheney's perspective of launching World War III, and there's a lot of hesitation because they can break their necks in waging naval operations, which ultimately nuclear attacks, which ultimately backlash any kind of attack on Iran. Limited attack, and they've done all the scenarios, will unleash a war which will extend from the eastern Mediterranean right through to the Chinese border. It will integrate the three distinct war theaters that currently prevail, namely Afghanistan, Iraq, and Palestine-Lebanon. There are other minor war theaters such as Pakistan, but essentially what you're going to get is a single big war zone.
A crescent, a fiery crescent.
Absolutely, and if they use nuclear weapons, which they plan to do preemptively, you're going to contaminate the whole area.
Well, hey, Russia's saying if people take nukes out of the box, anywhere their borders, they're going to town, and Russians do what they say.
Well, we don't know. I mean, Russia's a very complex society. We must also understand that U.S. and Western financial interests, oil interests, are also embedded in there. It's not entirely clear that the leadership is divided. You have the general.
I agree with you, but what this shows is delusion. Because the only
delusion. It's certainly delusion. I think the delusion, and I think the lunacy is certainly coming from key decision makers in the Bush administration, intellectuals, people who are, who have PhDs and so on, who are the architects. It's not coming from the military people. It's coming essentially from civilian.
Tell you what, hold on one moment, Professor. Don't go. Hold on.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet from the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Professor Jasadowski finishing up the point about these chicken hawk academics, literally little pot-bellied wimps. You look at them, and we've gone to events and confronted them, and they'll come over and attack our cameras and start slapping them like some type of effeminate Nelly. And they're all the same, and I've seen press reports about Richard Pearl. He'll go up to beautiful women at Georgetown parties and go, "I have power." This has been quoted in newspapers. You know how many people have died from my power? That's what they call him, the Prince of Darkness. Just a little fat, bleached, you know, never out in the light of day, with little bald head with a wisp of white hair on it, going, wobbling around with his hands sitting on his belly, going, "Oh, you know how much power I have, how many people I've killed." I'm sure you've seen those reports. I mean, these are literal maggots out of the very pit of hell. And I got to tell you, it makes me, as a father and as somebody who understands that manliness is about being loving, you know, these guys that think they're tough, the real strength comes from defending people, folks. The strength makes you want to just, it can tear you apart, compared to these sacks of pus who just have unlimited power and control, they think, and are just wrecking our world. Professor Jasadowski.
Yes, I think that what we need, we were discussing the issue of what do we do, where are we going, and I pointed to you that I think that the anti-war movement is an absolute failure. It's infiltrated. It's based on the ritual of having big rallies. It doesn't build networks. So what people have to do if they want to reverse the tide, they have to organize at the grassroots level across the land, across America, in every single municipality, parish, break down political lines between parties, because everybody has the same interest to undermine this new world order agenda and ensure the livelihood of people at home and abroad. It's a military project which is destroying the community of nations. In a real sense, it is threatening life on this planet. And unless we organize cohesively, politically, outside the affiliations with Republicans, Democrats, and so on, but across the land, this new world order will prevail. And we see it in terms of the legislation which is being proposed. We see how the spy apparatus, the police state is gradually being established across America and so on. And we also see how the United States and its allies are operating internationally in terms of these various military operations. Julius Caesar actually said you cannot build an empire with a republic. That's exactly what's happening. They're thrashing the republic, and they're building the empire. But another thing is that empires collapse.
That's right. They are absorbing the republic as the sustenance, the fuel, destroying its name, writing all the checks on its credit, on our future, on our name, and our blood, and then blaming it all on us when they get their global corporate whorehouse. In closing, I just, think about the fact that you're right. It is the left-right system. It is that is holding people, inside the corporate structure.
And then they also, there's another aspect. They're creating various crises which overshadow the real crisis, which is war and nuclear war. They're telling us, oh, you must be concerned about global warming. So everybody gets real worked up about global warming, but nobody really gives a damn about nuclear war. And so this whole military, it's as if the war is something that you just watch on TV and you don't realize that ultimately this is going to modify your life fundamentally. We're in a situation where World War III could break out and it would be announced on CNN, okay? And people would simply say, we have to be concerned with global warming, okay? So this is the kind of absurdity, apart from the fact that the global warming consensus is challenged in a very meaningful way.
Well, they can fool the dumbed-down population, but if they can't fool their specialists, their military brass, who knows this is hardcore crime. A very wicked group of people have gotten control of our society, and it transcends, in closing, political parties, where Barack Obama and McCain both are jockeying for who can rattle sabers the best.
Absolutely, but I wouldn't necessarily put too much trust in the high ranks of the U.S. military. Not that I think that there's some good people and voices coming out, but they've also said that their mandate is to obey orders. And even though they may be against this project, they will ultimately respect the hierarchy of military command, and that is. Otherwise, you go into another scenario, which may be a military coup, where the military people say, "No, we're not going this way anymore," and they try to and they resist those commands that are coming from, of course, the commander-in-chief.
But that can lead into something very dangerous as well.
I beg your pardon?
That can lead into something very dangerous as well.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not absolutely. I think
I have to say that's better than starting World War III.
It's better than starting World War III. But what I'm suggesting is that the military men, if you take Admiral Fallon, Michael Mullen, and so on, what they're saying is that they are dead against this war, or they say it, they may say it in different ways, but that they're against the war. They think it's suicide, but if it comes to an actual decision, they will abide by the command structure of the U.S. Armed Forces.
Well, I mean, that's distorted. That was, last century at Nuremberg, this following orders business. I mean, if they order the U.S. to preemptively nuke some innocent country, you have to follow the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, your own moral compass.
No, I absolutely agree on that. I mean, the U.S. Constitution demands that U.S. servicemen and women disobey orders. That is very fundamental. I wrote a short article on that issue a couple of years ago.
No, I know you know that. I was just speaking to the military.
Let's address the military. Yes, your duty is to disobey orders. If there's a criminal war with launching, nukes and so on, there is a responsibility. It's a constitutional responsibility to disobey those orders because they're contrary to international law and they're contrary to the U.S. Constitution.
Well, in closing, we go back to the foundations controlling the anti-war movement, the Democrats cheerleading for war. We send them there to end the war. It all expands. And, I mean, don't all these Nancy Pelosi's and all these, rich girls and boys, and, I mean, they're all a bunch of soft billionaires. Don't they understand this is the real world? I mean, are they so delusional that they don't understand? They better start saying no now. This endangers all of us.
Well, it's a little bit it's a little bit like the Spanish Inquisition. So everybody believes in it, and they believe in it. They believe in their own propaganda, their own lies. It's a very complex mechanism, but people come to believe in these lies,
the fables,
when it suits their, of course, it suits their interests, so that they will go along with it, and they don't feel uncomfortable with the notion that that a nuclear war could lead to a catastrophe and the elimination of millions of people around the world. A nuclear war, in effect, if we understand what radiation is essentially the death. It's the end of life on this planet.
It is the reign of the cockroach. Professor Joe Sadowski, thank you for all your time. People can read your wonderful articles and many other great researchers at globalresearch.ca. We carry a lot of it at infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. Just a wonderful source of information. Thank you for coming on with us.
Thank you very much, Alex. Bye.
You bet. Goodbye. Have a good weekend. What you have is a decadent population, and I'm decadent too. I mean, we're very soft compared to our ancestors. We're very disconnected from reality. Even those of us that try to be physically in shape and mentally in shape and mentally informed, it's hard to know what's going on. Things are so complex. It's so bad you can't gauge it. It's off the chart. It breaks the gauge. And it's accelerating everywhere. I mean, the secret police, the military hiring aggravated felons, the police hiring criminals, the prisons being built everywhere, the CPS grabbing kids, the trying to force us to take inoculations. It's the cloning, the cross-species humanoids they're making. Yes, folks, just type human-animal hybrid into Google, hundreds of mainstream news. It's 2008, ladies and gentlemen. The BBC talks about a new cloak of invisibility the military has, and it shows it to you. I told you about that a decade ago and got laughed at. We're in 2008, psychopaths on power trips. I don't think it's completely that they're psychopathic. They are psychopathic, totally nuts on power trips. They're controlled psychos, though. Obsessive, compulsive, neurotic psychopaths. But they've got a lot of secret weapons. And at the end of the day, that's one of the reasons they're just so arrogant. And they got biological weapons that will kill 100% of the people come in contact with it. They got race-specific weapons that will kill every black person on the planet, that will kill every Arab on the planet, that will kill every Jew, every German, whoever they want. They've got weapons that will kill certain families. They brag about it. They write public documents saying we ought to use this on our people. The British military comes out and says we ought to use neutron bombs on our cities if they ever try to rebel and overthrow this. All the big military documents say we're running a dictatorship and we'll drop neutron bombs on our people if they ever try to remove us. Okay? That's it. They're on power trips. They got the weapons. That's it.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 15, 2008. Gold opened down this morning at $797.40. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $821.51, $404.90 for half ounce, and $202.45 for quarter ounce. That's $821.51, $404.90, and $202.45.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your Liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Let me simply and succinctly tell you what the New World Order is. It is a consortium of the Fortune 500, predominantly owned by the private central banks that issue the currency and liquidity of the Western world and most of the other nations of the planet. They scientifically, over 100 years ago, went to the best scientific bodies in the world and said, we're going to fully finance you for the final revolution of the elite against their fellow humans, to build a world government, a world empire that is scientific and scientifically dumbs down and enslaves the population, that militarily totally controls them. And they have now built much of that. They have put in their electronic voting machines in about 40% of the country that are total frauds. They've been proven as frauds. Their own executives, their own programmers have come out hundreds of times saying they were hired for fraud. It's all fraud. Nothing happens. They testify before legislatures. Nothing can be done about it at that level. So, see, they preempted us to remove them in the Democratic states by putting these machines in. They have poisoned and brainwashed and lied to the public. They have dumbed us down. We have all the official Department of Education documents similar in every major Western nation. The German PhD system merged with the whole eugenics plan about 100 years ago, and it is just total war. And then you read last year's British Ministry of Defense 10-year perspective on what they believe is going to happen, and they talk about using bioweapons on the public. They talk about if the public ever rebels and is about to take over our system, we'll just use neutron bombs on them. Dick Cheney writes similar things in the PNAC September 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses document, saying we need to legitimize in the media, prepare the public for the use of race-specific bioweapons. I mean, it is just totally criminal. It comes out that Cheney was planning to have Navy SEALs dress up like Iranians and create fake patrol boats that look like Iranians to attack our ships. Totally criminal. Nothing happens. It's both parties. It's just absolutely scientifically run. And it's hell on earth, ladies and gentlemen. And now they've started a war with Russia, and they're trying to kick it into high gear. These people are just never going to stop. You have to stop complying with them, stop going along with them, start criticizing them, discrediting the system. We just have to say no, and we have to fully expose them to everyone and let the public know why the economy is getting bad, why the government's taking their children are dumbed down, why they're sick, why the society's falling apart. It is the globalists. They are playing God. They are poisoning our water, our food. They're injecting us. They're doing everything you can imagine. It's all admitted. It is the worst nightmare you can imagine. But see, there's this beautiful backdrop of sunny skies and happy people and movie theaters and all these baubles to neutralize us. But now we're going into the more hardcore, deeper level of this, and it's going to get very, very serious. And they are just moving to create a worldwide absolute dictatorship. And that's what the New World Order is. And so when you get Mikhail Shashvili coming out and saying, this is about the New World Order. You've got to come and attack Russia. You know, do all this. Oh, freedom, freedom. Oh, you must fight Big Brother. New World Order will help you. I mean, he starts quoting 1984 like he's the good guy. And then, of course, Russia's got the New World Order totally in control of many facets of his society. They play nations off against each other, and then they amass the power and wealth and control in these corporate hands, and it just gets worse and worse and worse. And there's only a few thousand top technocrats who have designed these pyramidal power structures of compartmentalization that see the big picture, okay? And then large pieces of it, though, are in the white papers and in the Pentagon plans and in the Ministry of Defense plans, and they come right out and admit it, large sections of it. But still, because they get money and power and prestige by serving it, these military officers, think tank experts, academics go along with it until they finally get the highest level of power in their pyramid. And as soon as they become a head of operations, Admiral Fallon, as soon as they step into the inner room and are shown the full battle plan against humanity, they always resign. Almost all of them resign. People who were competitive, so they did anything to get the power, and then they finally got the power, and they're like, this is horrible. You mean we really are evil? And that's why you see them resigning, 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 resigning all over, in Russia, in England, in Australia, here. But they always have some new sicko to replace them, and they finally find people who are told the full plan and go, yeah, I'm for it. Let's do it. And you know, that freaks me out. Right now, I'm very upset to have to sit here and just to lay that out and to face that for myself and to face that's what we've got. And they got all these well-meaning police chiefs that think it's cute to face scan us and track our license plates because they're the cops. They're the good guys. But it's an evil system and going to be used for evil. And, oh, yeah, we, you know, take your child if they break their finger falling off the monkey bars, you know, because you might be abusing them. And, yeah, a bunch of people die from the vaccines, but overall they're for a good reason, so we're going to keep using them. And, oh, you kooks, wear your tinfoil hats. Sodium fluoride isn't bad for you. And you show them all the documents, and they say, oh, well, just keep drinking it. Meanwhile, it hurts all of us. 99.9999% of us. This is bad. And for the elite, it's bad. The system they've created will bring them to ruin. If you think this human-chewing, soul-sucking system they're building is going to stop? If it was just a few thousand globalists left, they'll kill each other.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E, military.com, with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Pienso que un sueño para sido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento rápida me llevó y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito.
We're back live. I want to take your phone calls into the next hour. We got Jonathan Elinoff popping in with what's happening in Denver and the FEMA camp they've got there. Then Bob Chapman, 1-800-259-9231. For some reason, my IM is not working. Just give me those callers one at a time in a minute, John, please. I do want to let everybody know that Fabled Enemies is now available for pre-order. And by pre-order, we'll be shipping these out in 15 days. Wink, wink. Let me give you a little hint. They're being manufactured right now. We're supposed to get them middle of next week. And we will probably just go ahead and start shipping these out next week a few days early. That's how I like to do it. I don't like to wait to get information out. But the bottom line is you can pre-order Fabled Enemies, the new film now. You can go to Infowars.com. There's a huge banner right on the right-hand side to the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart at Infowars.com, the Yahoo shopping cart. You can go there and order Fabled Enemies. And we have discounts on there where you can get combos, where you can get Fabled Enemies for $19.95, or you can order it and get 9/11 Chronicles Truth Rising for $9.95 when you get it with Fabled Enemies. You can also get Loose Change Final Cut with Fabled Enemies for $9.95. You can also get for $39.85 three films, Fabled Enemies, Loose Change Final Cut, and Truth Rising together for $39.85. And the meager amount of videos we sell, it's always huge on the web, allows us to continue operating. So please go there today and pre-order Fabled Enemies or one of the combos. And they're coming in next week. They're being manufactured right now. And we'll be shipping these out to you by the 31st, if not earlier. And then on the 1st, it will go up on PrisonPlanet.tv in super high quality in about, I don't know, 5-6 different versions. A DivX version you can download and burn to disk and give people DivX players. About half the new DVD players have that. I mean, it's a huge activist tool. You can go there right now to PrisonPlanet.tv. $5.95 a month or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free. Comes out to about 15 cents a day. PrisonPlanet.tv. All 19 of my films, now Burmese's film, I've produced a bunch of other great documentaries. They are all available right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. My weekly TV reports when we go live always in the fourth hour, live video feed of that for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Then we archive that within hours, and it's posted after the show up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. You can, we've got windows all over all the sites where you just type in your code and watch whatever media you want. 4.5 years now under our belt with PrisonPlanet.tv, and now it's got super fast CDN servers. In the past, we just had one big server, then two big servers, and people share their passcodes. It slowed down during peak times. Not anymore, folks. We spend a lot of money on having two content distribution networks. That's right. Not just one, two. It's backed up on two. And so I want to thank you all for your support. But here's the one of the trailers. This is trailer two from Fabled Enemies. You can go watch them right now at Infowars.com.
Fox News has learned that some American terrorism investigators fear certain suspects in the September 11th attacks may have managed to stay ahead of them.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
Whether it's because they're in intelligence services or what they were doing, I will defer to the Department of Justice and the FBI.
That there was a report on the George Washington Bridge that there had been a van stopped there that had explosives.
We have a suspect who driven from going to van and then exploded.
Amdocs Limited, an Israeli-based private telecommunications company. It is virtually impossible to make a call on normal phones without generating an Amdocs record of it.
It quickly unraveled to be the largest foreign spy ring ever uncovered inside the United States, the largest.
Documents say they, quote, targeted and penetrated military bases, the DEA, FBI, and dozens of other government facilities.
There's one big elephant in the living room. It is the relationship between the United States of America and the State of Israel.
What about this question of advanced knowledge of what was going to happen on 9/11?
Well, it's very explosive information, obviously. A bigger question, they say, is how could they not have known?
Now, this is not my first film getting into Israeli-sponsored terrorism. It's actually my fourth. But it technically isn't my fourth because this is Jason Burmese's film. Now, about 20-30%, I don't know, about 30% of the two-hour film is specifically about Israel's role. Then it gets into the ghost planes, continuity of government, how they were controlling it. It gets into Pakistani's connection, because they're definitely involved in the attacks. England, the United States, Dick Cheney. All the parties just as guilty. We just give you the wide picture. It's just like I, in Terror Storm, spend 20 minutes on the USS Liberty and how Israel premeditatedly attacked that ship. I got a lot of heat for that, but I interviewed the admirals, the chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff, people involved. It's the truth, and now we've been vindicated by the Chicago Tribune and others reporting with the declassified documents that indeed that was the case. And the White House was involved. That doesn't shield Israel, as people try to spin. That shows how it was connected. Like if two guys, again, rob a bank, they're both just as guilty. In fact, more so, because it shows the collusion, more malice of forethought, the premeditated nature of it. And so we are really stepping out on a limb, though, with this film, because the attacks are only going to intensify. But we're doing it. We're doing it, and it is the facts, and it is covered. Now, I've always said that I believe Israel was involved in the attacks but could not run the attacks. I mean, just like Georgia, the U.S., NATO, Israel, we're covering all that. We were the first big show. All of the Israel-bashing programs, that's all they do, have just now figured out that Israel was intimately involved, in fact, commanding many of the forces. We broke that here, really. We broke that last Sunday. So we're there covering that again. We just don't do it in a hateful way. And we don't blame everybody in Israel because it's a diverse country. Just like we don't blame everybody in America for Dick Cheney and the neocons. We don't blame everybody in England for the Queen of England. So this film is extremely powerful, ladies and gentlemen. Fabled Enemies, available at InfoWars.com right now. I mean, 2 weeks is going to go by like the snap of a finger. Snap of your fingers. And so get your order in now. It is being mass-produced as we speak at the factory in Dallas. It's going to be shipped out reportedly middle of next week down to Austin. We should have it by the end of the week, if not earlier. In fact, I just had a factory check disc that we just approved this morning, and so they are manufacturing them today. It only takes a few hours on these giant assembly lines to make a few thousand of these. And so, boom. Call was made. That sucker is being manufactured right now. It is being manufactured right now for you, and it will be out to you hot off the presses. So order Fabled Enemies today. While you're at it, order Terror Storm. Order Endgame, which shows you the larger eugenics plan. Very important film. You know, this is the seventh year after 9/11 coming up. This is when Bush is about to leave office. This is the peak. I don't know if it's going to get bigger from here. I would imagine it wouldn't, unless they stage more terror attacks. The movement against government-sponsored terror will then just get bigger. This is the peak of 9/11 truth right now. Going into this election, and we need to have everybody understand who sponsored the terror so Barack Obama or John McCain doesn't do it. And the media's been saying Al-Qaeda will terror attack us right after the election to test our resolve. And then see, that'll depoliticize it. It won't be about Bush anymore. Oh, then Barack Obama can take all the police state powers, or McCain can, and, oh, launch more wars because we were hit. The military-industrial complex wants to attack more countries, and they wrote in the PNAC documents and the Zbigniew-Brzezinski documents that they need giant terror attacks to get it done. And we have all their memos and documents, and they even write editorials saying, man, a terror attack would be great for us, and 9/11 was wonderful, and John McCain's advisor says it. I mean, on and on and on. It's all they wish and hope and pray for. People say, why would they do that? Why would they stage a terror attack on their own people? To get us to submit to tyranny here, no-bid contracts, wars of aggression, to dominate us, to scare us into submission. It's the oldest trick in the book. Problem, reaction, solution. Why did Hitler firebomb his own Reichstag? Why did he attack Gliwice on the Polish border? Have a staged attack on their own military base to blame it on Poland. Because he needed to get the Germans behind attacking Poland. The Germans thought Poland attacked them. Now the public's so dumbed down, they just have U.S. forces attack Russians and then just say Russia attacked them, even though it's admitted it isn't true, because the public can't read a newspaper article. Oh, man. We have got to expose government-sponsored terror like our lives and futures depend on it, because it does. And I want you to start your engines. Right now with Truth Rising, go download it, burn it on disk, burn it on CD, give it to whoever you want, a bunch of different formats and qualities of it. I mean, it looks great. Activist tool. Just go in there, burn copies, watch it. It's so easy if you remember. You just click and watch it. And you can. We've got point-and-click things to burn it on disk. And it's just so simple. Okay? Listen, I'm a dead man if we don't turn this around. A lot of you are going to be living hell slaves and dead if you don't beat this. I mean, this is the real deal. This is full commitment. And, all right, I'm going to shut up about it. Fabled Enemies available right now. Let's go to Rusty in Arkansas. You're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
How's it going today?
Just, you know, the reality and the magnitude of the danger the world is in by the elite, it keeps hitting me stronger each and every day.
Well, everybody just out there listening, just please continue to pray for Alex and all of his great guests that he has on. It's a blessing to hear him and hear his guests speak as well. I just want to tell you, Alex, just to keep up the faith and hang in there, brother, and we're going to keep praying for you and keep doing what we can do for you and do for our nation and ourselves.
Well, the prayers are the best thing you can do for all of us in this fight against tyranny and even against our enemies, that somehow they have some pink part of their heart left that isn't black as night, and that more generals and people in government will say no, as they have been. No, prayer is real. It's powerful. And I covet those. I need those. And there's no doubt I wouldn't have gone as far as I've gone or even be alive today, or I would be in prison right now if it wasn't for your prayers. And I can feel them.
Well, I guarantee you, I'm one of those out here praying for you. I do a lot. You and Tex both and your other guests as well. When do you think you might have Tex back on?
You know, Tex is busy always writing books and things, and we flog him into coming on. We had him on like three times in the last month.
Oh,
and I was on his show. We taped it yesterday.
Good, good, good.
But I think that's on this weekend or next weekend with his once-a-week show. But I'm going to have Tex back for you.
Cool. I was just going to say, you know, he talks a lot about, both sides, you know, playing against each other in this fight towards the end, and, you know, how... I don't know if you've ever heard of Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's book, Synagogue of Satan. He talks about the same thing and how both sides are manipulated. How do you feel about that? I've heard you talk about one side and I've heard you talk about the other side and how, government sponsored terror, you know, all these things. And I'm with you 100%. And, I mean, you're the one I've learned all these things about, but I just wonder how you feel about both sides being propped up, because we know who they're propped up by, the evil one there, but what do you feel about that? I mean...
Well, both sides, there's more than two sides. There's a whole bunch of different factions, but it's like Russian dolls, you know, with a little bitty one, then a little bit bigger one, then a little bit bigger, and then a medium, and then a large, and a super large, and a huge one. It's like a whole bunch of pyramids that nexus up together into one larger pyramid. It's a bunch of pyramids that fit into a pyramid, a need-to-know compartmentalized system. And it's just bottom line, evil people combining forces together to bring in world government and greater power for themselves. And we're exposing all their programs and all their operations and everything they stand for. Whatever the New World Order's for, we're against it. They're for open borders, we're against it. They're for vaccines, we're against it. And then you go and look at what those things are. They're for gun control, we're against it. You know, they're for disarming the people, we're against it. They're for global government, we're against it. It's really pretty simple. We're just, you know, we're against the New World Order. I appreciate your call. John in New Hampshire, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Just to add to that, I think it's amazing. I manage a finance company, and we have your show playing every day for 4 hours, every single day. And I've woken up five people in my branch, and people are really upset. I was getting my oil changed the other day, and Fox News had their propaganda running, and they were actually talking about how Barack Obama was talking about putting air in your tires and all this stuff, and I just started talking to people. There were seven or eight people in there, and we were talking about everything under the sun from 9/11, and I'm telling you, people are ticked off. And, I mean, I'm up in New Hampshire. I don't know if it's that way around the rest of the world, but I definitely see a change, you know, in the sea of public opinion. I think a lot of it has to do with this financial mess that we're in.
No, you're right. And the people now, like never before, are finding out the New World Order, government-sponsored terror, vaccines. Every activist I talk to says it's like hauling in nets of fish and the nets are busting. And that's why they want to go ahead and start World War III. That's why they want to go ahead and tear everything up and basically, excuse my French, crap all over everything and create such a smokescreen of death that we get back under their control. And that's what all the destabilization, all of it is while they play with our world like it's their little toy. And and all I know is the government is bankrupt, is criminal, and wants to hurt us. And it's filled with all these well-meaning, compartmentalized people that don't understand it. But as they wake up, and as they get out of the compartments and see the wider picture, and stop being gullible, we have some chance of coming out of this.
I was going to say, Alex, I was actually taught, and this sounds great, because, I manage a finance company, local town. I mean, I just started talking about 9/11. And I think all seven people in there were like, yeah, we don't believe Al-Qaeda carried it out. I mean, they just know the government's completely corrupt. They're so evil.
Well, I don't want to get the Austin police chief in trouble, but behind the scenes, he's like, yeah, I saw this show. Hey, I heard that radio show. And I would ask, okay, what did I say? And he'd seen the shows, he'd listened, and I think he's coming along because this stuff's real, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't a game. This is your lives we're talking about here, our future. Well, that's good to hear that up in New Hampshire, you're waking folks up. Take it a step further. Start burning copies of my films, other materials. Give them to people. I want you to. It's up to you to save us, man. It is up to you, John. I appreciate your call. Lewis, Scott, Helen. And yes, is that a joke, that last caller? Do we really have a caller called Poop Possum? Okay.
Here's a story. You wash your car, how long does it last? 3 days? A week? 2 weeks? Life Change Tea eliminates chemicals, toxins, and parasites, and much more. The effect? You lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. So here's the story. You wash your car, it gets dirty again. You cleanse your body, chemicals and toxins come back. The fix? Stay on the tea. And here's how we will help. Ask for the Mid-State Fair Special when ordering. Here's how to order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get the tea. Restoring America's health, one tea bag at a time.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. Yes, they're after music.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they want info on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Oh, Bonnie, if everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are our friends, Clyde. They promised not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
Jonathan Elinoff, We Are Change, popping in for about 15, 20 minutes in the next hour. Then we're going to continue with open phones. We are at the center of a national controversy. It's on Fox News, CNN, the New York Times, G. Gordon Liddy's radio show this morning. Calls are pouring in about it. And so, Rick, we'll get to you after Elinoff in about 20 minutes, if you can hold. I want to hear your story about Jerome Corsi, but I can't do it until we get to that point. Got to do this in succinct order here. He came on my show, and he said on other shows that he thinks 9/11 is suspicious. He thinks Stephen Jones' stuff needs to be researched. He is now backpedaling, reportedly, because they are really using that against him and have got clips of me that they're passing, the Obama people are passing around with Corsi on the show. And, you know, there's no getting out of this, Corsi. You know, we set him up at the show last night, and this morning his publicist called and said, he's not coming on today, he'll come on next week, which we knew was a put-off. She was kind of freaked out and a little bit grumpy. And I said, no, that's heat off this. And we called Corsi, and he was honest. He said, yeah, my publisher doesn't want me on right now. This is a storm of you-know-what. And they're going to try to shoot his book down now using the evil Alejandro Jones's radio show. Well, of course he did what he did. He said what he said on the show. On other shows, he said that. They can find other clips where he said 9/11 is very suspicious. Oh, man. So, very interesting. Hey, it doesn't change the facts that are in his book about Obama. But he's messing with the Messiah, our Lord and Savior, according to some people, who think he's going to save us, so they're very angry. Let's go back to the calls here. Go ahead and get Elinoff on, please. Let's talk to Lewis in New York, and then Scott, Helen, Richard, and others.
Hey, Mr. Jones.
Hi.
I live in Manhattan, in downtown area, in the prison detention center. It's just getting unbelievable in the World Trade Center area. I take the path to work into the city every day. And when I get on the PATH train now, I have military, I guess National Guard, with these huge guns and dogs everywhere, and it's, like, incredible. And
that's going to be nationwide, as we told you. I saw the head of Homeland Security, Ridge, say it about 5 years ago. Everywhere will be like that. Citizen squads being frisked, just hell on earth in the name of your safety, and their bosses are the terrorists.
And another thing, about 2 days ago, I was watching a C-SPAN, and I've come to the realization I can't even watch that channel anymore because it's just, what happened to that channel?
Fox News bought control of it.
Unbelievable. They had this guy on, there was an American Enterprise Institute conference, I believe, and they were talking about the Russia-Georgia incident, and you had on this troll, I believe his name was Ralph Peters. Have you ever heard of this guy?
Yes.
Oh, my God, this guy was just incredible. Nothing but lies coming out of his mouth, spewing, foaming at the mouth, nothing positive coming out of this man's mouth. And
Russia attacked Georgia, we need to attack them.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I was wondering if there was any way possible that you can have some kind of a PDF file on your website that people can download, because I would like to give out flyers, but I don't know exactly what to put on these flyers.
We have made Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com flyers before. Just type Infowars flyer into Google.
Okay.
Or Alex Jones flyer, and you should be able to find other people have made them. We ought to have a contest for that. In fact, let's have one. The 19th, I'm going to add a contest, but I'm running out of money here, so it can't be much. $500. That's a lot of money. I'll get you a cup of coffee. For the best flyer promoting Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and the fact that 9/11 was an inside job, or a couple variants of that. $500, we'll add that to the deal.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.